Well, if ever a team deserved all 3 points, it was you today.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we got off to the worst possible start, conceding, and then you know, after that, I thought the boys were fantastic. Even when it was 11v11, you know, we played football, we created as many chances as I can ever remember in any game, and it would have been a crying shame if we hadn't won the game.
Was there ever a point, we got up to 11 clear-cut chances before you finally got the winner, was there ever a point you thought, we've been around this sport long enough to know this could come back and bite us?
No, and strangely, and I had a feeling today on the bench that it was going to come. You know, you can't pepper a goal as much as that without getting one in. And I've got to give the players a lot of credit, because when you're missing that amount of chances and you've got that amount of possession, the tendency is to think it's not going to be your day and you can switch off a little bit. But they had a bit between their teeth today, and as I said, even 11v11, some of the football we played was outstanding.
Was it actually easier when it was 11 against 11? Because it was just a big blue line in front of it when they lost the man, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when teams go down to 10 men, we've had it done to us. And down at Millwall last year, we had it last week against Sheffield United, where you get back in two banks of four. And in Rochdale's case today, they had a bank of four at the back and five with no centre forward. And it is difficult. But we didn't panic. We didn't start launching balls into the box. We kept playing. You know, we kept getting Richie on the ball, Kyle Bennett, Cops when he was on, Harry Forrester. And they players can cause teams a lot of problems.
So when you made the substitution and Robinson went on, he scores after 30 seconds of coming on.
Yeah, tactical genius, yeah. That's what happens and get it done. We changed our shape after we went 1-0 down. You know, we went to a diamond and put Kyle in behind the front two, with Richie and Cops either side of him, to try and get us on the ball a little bit more, and I thought that worked really well. They struggled to cope with A3. You know, I thought Richie Wellens was outstanding today. You know, and then you put Theo on, and you know, he worked his socks off for 95 minutes at Weston Supermare the other night there, and didn't get his rewards for it. But today he's come on and he showed how valuable he is, and showed how valuable every member of the squad is as well, and that's important.
It should be remembered that you'd had that trip down to Weston Supermare, a long way. You could easily have been a leggy performance today, but it was anything but.
It was, and look, I hate going back to it, but we knew that it was going to take a while after what happened in the summer for players to get up to speed. I think we're seeing, no doubt, the last sort of three or four games, the best out of Richie Wellens getting on the ball. Curtis is getting there, you know, that's four goals in his last four games that he's got for us. You know, and there's players that need games and need an amount of games. It's not going to happen after playing three games in a week. They need games to come in and stamp their mark and start feeling good and start feeling match fit again. And I thought fitness levels today were outstanding.
Everybody's going on and on about goals and everything. It shuts them up when you can score three, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. We scored four the other night there as well. Went away to Bradford a couple of weeks ago and scored another couple. Still, after what I said the other night there, we have to be more clinical and create the chances, because we will create them with Richie, with Harry Forrester, with Cops, and Kyle Bennett playing the way he's playing at the minute. So it's important that we do get them, because we're not going to go. I think we had 22, 24 attempts on goal today, and that's not going to happen in every game. You know, you've got to make sure when you take your chances, that you make sure that you take them. But at the same time, you know, with our last two away games in the league and down at Weston have been really tough games. You know, we've went behind in the two league games and came back to win quite comfortably, so that's very pleasing.
Does it make Monday morning quite easy for you? Because sometimes when it's been a difficult one and you think the next week, oh, we've got to do this, actually you sit back and say, well, that was outstanding. There's nothing to really work on.
It makes Saturday night and Sunday a lot easier for me. All joking apart, but we try and be consistent in what we do on a Monday morning. You know, there's no point me going in, having to scrape me off the ceiling when we've won a game, being down in the dumps after a game. We try and be consistent with our training. We train our planning in advance, weeks and weeks in advance, on what we're going to do, and we try and stick to that as much as we can.